Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Yellow Pages' second quarter 2016 earnings release call. Today's conference call contains forward-looking information about Yellow Pages' outlook, objectives, and strategy. These statements are based on assumptions and are subject to important risks and uncertainties. Yellow Pages' actual results could differ materially from expectations discussed. The details of Yellow Pages' caution regarding forward-looking information, including key assumptions and risks, can be found in Yellow Pages' management discussion and analysis for the second quarter of 2016. This call is being recorded and webcast, and all of the disclosure documents are available on the company's website and on SEDAR. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Julien Biot, President and CEO. Please go ahead, Mr. Biot.
Thanks, Patrick, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to Yellow Pages Limited second quarter 2016 conference call. Joining me today is Ginette Maillet, Chief Financial Officer of Yellow Pages. Despite rapid changes in the digital economy, our mission to champion local neighborhoods remains the same. Yellow Pages continues to harness the power of digital to build a strong, growing, and sustainable media and marketing solutions company, one that is able to connect Canadians on a local level like never before. There is no question that the Internet has rapidly and dramatically changed our way of life. And with the Internet of Things expanding, societies are able to find and act on information in a quick and efficient manner, ultimately enhancing the way they do business. Digital disruption is now a global phenomenon, and new digital technologies and business models are emerging to help brands, merchants, and consumers extract greater value from goods and services. With more time being spent online, marketers have a unique opportunity to grow the reach, frequency, and quality of interactions made with current and prospective customers. And with the value of big data growing, marketers are able to gain a deeper understanding of their customers' purchasing behaviors, allowing them to build campaigns targeted at growing consumer awareness and engagement. The greater news is that consumers are very receptive to these digital changes. People worldwide are excited to use technology if it enriches their lives. Receiving relevant information and personalized offers, as well as gaining the ability to interact and transact with others worldwide, are features consumers are drawn to. And while consumers now have everything they need to make an intelligent purchase decision, from product and service information to review ratings and feedback, and the ability to buy or book online with a click of a button, they are consistently looking for new technologies and marketplaces to simplify their lives. As we quickly adapt to these market dynamics, Yellow Pages is a firm believer that Canadians, be it a merchant, brand, or consumer, should take advantage of all digital opportunities available to them. In response, we have built a digital company that leverages a comprehensive suite of marketing solutions, one of the country's largest databases of business and consumer information, proprietary advertising technologies, and a top-rated network of media properties, all to promote business relationships between Canadians. On the merchant front, we are Canada's most respected chief marketing officer among small and medium-sized businesses. We take our role as chief marketing officer very seriously, which is why we've gone Yellow Pages into one of Canada's largest full-serve digital marketing solution providers. Today, we utilize an in-house network of sales, customer service, and digital fulfillment professionals to design and implement valuable digital marketing campaigns for small and medium-sized businesses nationwide. We've also applied a similar value proposition to national brands and publishers. The acquisition of Juice Mobile in March 2016, alongside our media team operations, immediately positioned Yellow Pages as a leading advertising agency for national advertisers. Yellow Pages offers national advertisers access to proprietary programmatic technologies, high-intent consumer data, and an online and mobile publisher network hosting over 15 billion impressions annually. The campaigns we host for our national customers are therefore visible on some of North America's most visited online and mobile properties and leverage key consumer insights to target the most relevant consumers at the right time. Combined, MediaTV and Juice Mobile service some of North America's most respected brands, including McDonald's, Bell, and Procter & Gamble. The same can be said about our publisher network, with a national operation representing key properties such as Walmart, the Globe and Mail, and the Weather Network. On the consumer front, we continue to provide media properties that help Canadians discover, interact, and transact within their local neighborhoods. Attracting 425 million visits annually, our network of online and mobile properties is in constant evolution, providing Canadians with contextualized content and offers, as well as functionalities to help them address key daily needs. Consumers are empowered when they have the right technologies at their disposal. And because it is part of our mission to offer Canadians the tools required to leverage the power of the digital economy, we've developed digital media properties that just do that. Our entrance into the consumer-to-consumer marketplace is a reflection of our interest in empowering Canadians. Through the acquisition of the Concrete du Proprio network in July 2015, we provide Canadians with the expertise and media required to sell their homes in a cost-effective manner, allowing them to break away from a traditional and costly brokerage model. We've also built a more notable presence in the dining vertical. Our dedicated dining applications, Bookenda and YP Dine, are delivering rich experiences to both restaurant owners and diners, offering the platforms and forums required to manage online bookings and food ordering. And lastly, our YP application, the flagship of our digital properties, continues to be the hub for all that is local, offering users geolocalized content and access to one of Canada's largest and most complete databases of merchant information. Now over 2 years post the launch of our Return to Growth plan, we are progressing well with the implementation of our digital transformation. By introducing an improved value proposition to small and medium-sized businesses, national advertisers, and consumers, our goal is to strengthen Yellow Pages' digital presence in Canada and return it to revenue and profitability growth. Once again, this quarter, we are reporting operational metrics that reflect the progress we are making on our transformation, as well as our ability to strengthen the company's financial profile. Our customer count metrics continue to improve. For the 12-month period ended June 30, 2016, the company acquired 38,600 new customers, up from 24,800 new customers a year ago. Our customer count was of 244,000 customers as of June 30, 2016, representing a net decline of only 4,000 customers year over year, as compared to a net decline of 17,000 customers a year ago. Digital revenues now represent 68% of consolidated revenues, up from 57% last year. Our digital revenue continued to expand sustainable year-over-year growth, up 6% in Q2 2016 on a pro forma basis. Adjusted EBITDA totaled $59 million, or 28% of revenues, for the second quarter ended June 30, 2016, and we continue to strengthen our capital structure with over $429 million of debt repaid since December 2012. A growing digital business cannot be supported or maintained without a growing customer base. This is why customers remain at the heart of our Return to Growth plan. Our focus lies around two key themes: customer acquisition and customer retention. Our ability to acquire customers has dramatically improved from when we first launched the plan. Recall that Yellow Pages was acquiring only 16,500 new customers annually back in Q1 2014, a significantly lower number when compared to 38,600 new customers acquired annually today. This enhanced performance was made possible post the implementation of key foundational changes within our sales organization. First off, we improved the sales culture. Historically, Yellow Pages had a strong focus on protecting and growing the spend of its existing customer base without necessarily being active in replacing customers that had churned out over time. Our sales reps have now transformed from farmers to hunters, driven to self-prospect and find new leads better than ever before. We support this behavior with various incentive and gamification programs held among sales channels, thereby creating an environment driven to outperform. Secondly, we launched new sales technologies. The productivity and performance of our sales force has increased materially thanks to the introduction of these technologies, allowing them to focus on what they do best, which is consult and sell. As mentioned last quarter, we have introduced an automated dialer across our call centers, increasing the speed by which we reach out, qualify, and assign our growing base of new customer leads. In addition, we have made significant progress in enhancing the customer-facing application used by our reps during sales calls and meetings. Now easier and faster to navigate, our customer-facing tools act as the go-to application for our reps to understand the needs of the customer, the market potential, return on investment forecasting metrics, and key product and pricing information. These new tools have significantly enriched the sales meeting. All in one meeting, we can now talk prospective customers through a comprehensive discussion of the competitive landscape and their marketing objectives, helping us to propose a campaign designed to meet their budget while maximizing visibility and lead generation. And lastly, we approach and target in new customer segments. Historically, Yellow Pages was very strong in headings that were principally service-related. By entering new verticals and developing digital marketing solutions targeted at other industries, we've been able to further diversify our customer base and approach new type of merchants. Our entrance into the restaurant vertical is a strong reflection of this. Facilitated by the acquisition of Bookenda and Dine.io in December 2014, Yellow Pages now operates a separate sales team dedicated at attracting restaurant owners. Our marketing offerings have therefore evolved to meet the needs of business operating in the restaurant vertical and include sort of solutions such as reservation management platforms, online reservation and food ordering capabilities, as well as customer loyalty management solutions. In addition, we've introduced new entry-level marketing solutions that are better aligned with the digital advertising needs of newly founded smaller businesses. A great example of this is NetSync, introduced during the first quarter of 2016. At a maximum cost of only $50 per month, advertisers can get access to a full-serve content syndication solution. This offering is very attractive for new businesses, as it provides an instant boost to their digital presence by ensuring that their profiles are visible across 25 sites and apps. Our customer count was of 244,000 as of June 30, 2016, relative to 248,000 customers as of June 30, 2015. We should highlight that for the first time since inception of the Return to Growth Plan, Yellow Pages did not lose any customer quarter over quarter. While it is still too early to declare that Yellow Pages has officially stabilized the customer count, this performance provides us with added confidence in our ability to return to customer count growth by 2017. Alongside accelerated levels of customer acquisition, we are also working hard to maintain industry-leading customer renewal rates. The customer renewal rate over the 12-month period ended June 30, 2016, totaled 83%, as compared to 85% as at the same period last year. The customer renewal rate was and will continue to be adversely impacted by accelerated levels of customer acquisition. However, it will not impact our ability to return to customer count growth by 2017. Recently acquired customers are generally newly founded businesses that are smaller in size and purchase more digital-centric marketing campaigns. This profile caused them to experience higher level of churn relative to our older customer cohorts. Nevertheless, improvement and changes are being implemented across all of our customer-facing teams to promote customer retention. In addition to enhanced sales tools, we are providing our customer service teams with upgraded dashboards and training to help them better service customers. We're also investing to improve the efficiency of our digital fulfillment operations, having hired in areas where we were lacking the required level of customer support, as well as implementing new tools to promote fulfillment automation. The second quarter of 2016 was one where YP went full speed on branding and promotion. A regular stream of branding is important for Yellow Pages. It served to position YP as a credible supplier of digital advertising and marketing solutions, while also improving brand perception among Canadians. As it pertains to business-to-business campaigns, our goal is to educate our target market about two of our biggest assets. One, that we have the best digital product, and two, that we have the right people to help fulfill them. In this light, we took it upon ourselves to actually open up our own small business in the Beaches neighborhood of Toronto. Called the Lemonade Stand, which sold lemonade and lemon-based desserts, Yellow Pages used only its own digital solutions and its own people to grow this business from a non-existent enterprise to a local hotspot. Our online promotion of the Lemonade Stand lasted 2 weeks prior to opening and involved a comprehensive digital profile, content syndication, digital banner ad placement, a Facebook campaign, and a dedicated website. Results were quite impressive, with the Lemonade Stand's digital ads having generated over 500,000 impressions and its website having attracted 1,700 unique visitors over this two-week period. When our doors finally opened on April 30, we generated weekly sales over $5,000 and ran out of inventory in just under 2 weeks. The success of the Lemonade Stand will now be broadcasted Canada-wide via our national multimedia campaign running until November 2016. These ads will be seen on national television, online video channels, as well as on social media and within digital newspapers. Campaigns were also held on the business-to-consumer side, principally to support awareness of our dedicated dining app, YP Dine. The campaign is centered around a very common question we all ask ourselves on a daily basis, which is, what do you want to eat today? With the brain, stomach, and heart being three key tools used to come up with the answer to this question, the YP Dine campaign places spotlight on these three characters to raise awareness of YP Dine's ability to help Canadians find and book the best restaurants based on their preferences. Live since June 28, the YP Dine campaign will principally take place on mobile platforms via digital banner ad placement, as well as visibility on social media, online video channels, and within digital newspapers. This campaign is scheduled to run until December 2016, targeting markets in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton, and Quebec City. To conclude, our network of media properties continued to attract a strong number of visits during the second quarter of 2016. Total digital visits during the quarter totaled 106 million as compared to 116 million during the same period last year. Total digital visits measure the number of visits made across the YP, YP ShopWise, YP Dine, Breakfast Deals, Canada 411, Bookenda, and Dine.io online and mobile properties, as well as visits made across the properties of application syndication partners such as Apple Maps. Although visits originating from the Comfrey Duproprio network are excluded from this metric, the Comfrey Duproprio network attracted 24 million visits during the second quarter of 2016. As also experienced last quarter, total digital visits during the second quarter of 2016 were adversely impacted by a change made to the layout of Google's mobile web search results pages in late 2015. This change pushed organic results for all mobile web publishers, including those of our competitors, lower on Google search pages. Our traffic, despite this dynamic, remained quite resilient. This is reflective of two key elements. Firstly, we continue to have a strong organic search ranking across key search engines. This is reflective of the relevance and quality of our network of mobile applications. Secondly, our application partners have helped support mobile traffic. Having YP listings now available on Apple Maps is driving Apple Map users directly to our applications. This, in fact, highlights the importance that partnership will have on YP in the future as they serve as a powerful vehicle to expand our reach, grow return on investment, and raise market awareness. Lastly, we remain active in improving and promoting the user experience across our network of properties. New versions of the YP mobile application were launched on iOS and Android during the course of the quarter, now offering users a contextualized homepage designed to push more relevant and engaging geolocalized content. I will now pass the call over to Jeanette, who will provide you with an overview of Q2 2016 results.
Thank you, Julien. The progress made in our digital transformation is reflected in the performance of our financial metrics. Our financial profile continues to strengthen, a result of the delivery of sustainable pro forma digital revenue growth, an improvement in annual adjusted EBITDA declines, growth in free cash flow, and lower net debt. Digital revenues for the second quarter ended June 30, 2016, grew 22% year-over-year to total $142 million, representing 68% of total revenues. Included in digital revenues for the second quarter of 2016 were revenues generated by Comfrey Du Proprio and Juice Mobile, acquired in July 2015 and March 2016, respectively. On a pro forma basis, which adjusts digital revenues for the full inclusion of Comfrey Du Proprio and Juice Mobile during the second quarter of 2015, digital revenues grew 6% year-over-year. Pro forma digital revenue growth is and will remain supported by the performance of each of our local, real estate, and national operations. Recall that our local operations serve to address the media and marketing needs of small and medium-sized businesses Canada-wide. Sustainable pro forma digital revenue growth from our local operations will ultimately be driven by the health of our local customer base. In other words, our ability to accelerate customer acquisition, protect retention rates, and maintain growth in digital spending among renewing customers. Today, performance of our local operations is contributing favorably to pro forma digital revenue growth. Customer acquisition is accelerating, favorably impacting digital revenues, as newly acquired customers are principally only purchasing digital marketing solutions. As evidence of this, digital-only customers grew to 67,200, or 28% of the customer base as of June 30, 2016, an increase when compared to the 44,400 digital-only customers, or 18% of the customer base, as of the same period last year. Our renewing customers are also experiencing an increase in digital spending, with 43% of our renewing local customer base seeing a year-over-year increase in annual spending over the 12-month period ended June 30, 2016, as compared to only 32% last year. We remain focused on further promoting customer upsell and digital spending, particularly as we develop more targeted solutions, enhanced fulfillment, sales and customer service experiences, and deliver improved ROI on our network of media properties. On the real estate front, Comfrey Du Proprio continues to contribute favorably to pro forma digital revenue growth. Following the ongoing implementation of various marketing initiatives, Comfrey Du Proprio is actively and successfully growing its network, or home sellers and buyers in both Quebec and Ontario. Approximately 20% of all real estate transactions in Quebec are now completed through Comfrey Du Proprio. While we continue to focus on further growing market share of home sellers in Quebec, Comfrey Du Proprio is now entering new markets in Ontario and leveraging targeted advertising campaigns to raise public awareness of their offering. Similar performance is seen among our national operations, which are composed of our Mediative and Juice Mobile business units. Revenue growth at Mediative and Juice Mobile is being driven by a growing advertiser and publisher network. While revenue growth at Juice Mobile is being supported by national advertisers hosting larger campaigns via Juice's programmatic platforms in both Canada and the U.S., growth at Mediative has been favorably impacted by the recent signed Walmart contract, whereby Mediative will manage all of their desktop ad inventory. Supported by sustainable revenue growth at our local real estate and national operations, Yellow Pages reaffirms its guidance for the year ended December 31, 2016, and is expected to deliver year-over-year pro forma digital revenue growth between 9% and 11%. On a consolidated basis, revenues during the second quarter of 2016 increased 3% year-over-year to reach $210 million, principally impacted by the acquisitions of Comfrey Du Proprio and Juice Mobile. On a pro forma basis, consolidated revenues decreased 5% year-over-year, for the three-month period ended June 30, 2016, as digital revenue growth was adversely impacted by a decline in print revenues. Print revenues decreased 23% year-over-year to $68 million during the second quarter of 2016, following a decline in the number of print customers and the ongoing migration of customers' print advertising spending to digital. Yellow Pages continues to anticipate print revenue decline rates to remain relatively stable in 2016. The pro forma decline experienced in consolidated revenues this quarter, however, continues to compare favorably to year-over-year consolidated revenue declines of 7% last year, providing further indication of our ability to successfully implement our digital transformation and return to revenue growth in 2018. Adjusted EBITDA, which measures EBITDA adjusted for restructuring and special charges, totaled $59 million during the second quarter of 2016 as compared to $62 million the year prior. The adjusted EBITDA margin for the second quarter of 2016 was 28% as compared to 30% for the second quarter of 2015. The increase in adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA margin was principally impacted by the decrease in adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA margin was principally impacted by lower print revenues and a change in product mix, partly offset by the ongoing realization of cost optimization. The adjusted EBITDA margin was also impacted by the acquisition of Juice Mobile, who operates at a lower adjusted EBITDA margin relative to Yellow Pages prior to the acquisition. Most notably, adjusted EBITDA declined by only 4% year-over-year for the second quarter of 2016 as compared to a year-over-year decline of 24% during the second quarter of 2015. Our ability to improve annual adjusted EBITDA declines is a strong indicator of the progress we are making in the implementation of our Return to Growth plan. We worked hard since inception of the Return to Growth plan to improve the value proposition offered to customers and consumers. New tools, processes, and technologies needed to be developed, helping to fix foundational issues and grow productivity and agility of our media, marketing, and IT teams. With these projects now implemented or in deployment, our level of operational expenditures have and will continue to decrease, ultimately helping to bring us closer to adjusted EBITDA growth. We are therefore reaffirming our guidance of delivering adjusted EBITDA margins of approximately 28% for 2016 and returning adjusted EBITDA to growth in 2018. Free cash flow for the second quarter ended June 30, 2016 increased to $20 million, up from $17 million during the same period last year. The increase in free cash flow was principally due to lower capital expenditures, as well as a decrease in the funding of our pension deficit following the adoption of new measures permitted by the Financial Services Commission of Ontario. This was partly offset by higher restructuring payments, as well as an increase in the receivables of our newly acquired businesses. Supported by growth in free cash flow, net debt decreased by $40 million to reach $449 million as of June 30, 2016, despite $90 million of acquisitions completed over the course of the past year. The company already made a $36 million principal mandatory redemption payment on its notes on May 31, 2016, with principal mandatory redemption payments expected to total approximately $100 million in 2016. In addition, we continue to assess ways to further optimize our capital structure and look forward to May 31, 2017, whereby we will gain the flexibility to repay any tenders made on the senior secured notes at par. Today, we remain confident in our ability to fully deleverage the balance sheet by 2018. I will now allow Julien to provide his concluding remarks.
Thank you, Jeanette. And to conclude, we continue to see clear signs of the progress made on our digital transformation. Now over 2 years post-launch of the Return to Growth Plan, we have accelerated customer acquisition, maintained industry-leading renewal rates, and completed valuable acquisition in the local and national space. This has translated to a strengthening financial profile, one where we are delivering sustainable digital revenue growth and profitability alongside continued debt repayment. And our job is not yet complete. Over the coming years, we'll continue to focus on the local and national customer and introduce new solutions and services to attract and retain them. We will also maintain a focus on our profitable media operations, enhancing our properties and finding valuable partners to extend our reach across Canada. And ultimately, we will ensure our operations are aligned with our financial objectives with the goal of returning to revenue and EBITDA growth in 2018. We thank you again for taking the time to join us this morning. I would now like to pass the call over to Patrick to collect your questions.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time. If you have a question, there will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Aravinda Galapatechi from Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. I'll start with a question on the guidance for pro forma digital growth. You're still pointing to 9 to 11% for the full year. I think year-to-date you're around 7%. Are the components that you think would kind of create an acceleration there in the second half? And I apologize if I missed that part on the call.
No, good morning, Aravinda. So basically, it's coming from our national account. Mediative and Juice Mobile have seasonality. And in that context, their Q4 is really the peak during the year. So these are the holiday seasons. So we expect Juice and Mediative to be extremely strong in Q4. And if I had to rank the level of activities in these two segments, I would probably say that Q4 is the most active quarter. Then Q3 is the second one. Then it goes down to Q2 and Q1. So Q1 is the lower level of activities. So it will really come from those national accounts.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. And just with respect to Comfrey, though, I know that the second half is a little bit weaker, but I guess you're comping against the second half, so that won't have an impact, I assume.
Yeah, and maybe if I may talk about Comfrey, actually, Comfrey is having pressure from the Alberta market. And really, they started feeling that pressure in the third and fourth quarter of last year. So when you look at the first half of this year, maybe this year was a little weaker than expected because the basis of comparison was much higher. In the last half of the year in 2016, they will really compare an Alberta market as weak in 2015 as in 2016.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Jeanette. And just with respect to the overall digital performance, clearly you're doing very well on the customer acquisition count. I was wondering if you can talk more generally about sort of the ARPA levels. I know that you can't sort of track sort of the digital ARPA because the new customers coming in are coming in at a low base, so it would dilute the average sort of number, so to speak. But if you just think about the pre-existing digital customers, what kind of revenue growth or ARPA growth are you seeing from those accounts?
Well, good morning, Arvinda. This is Julien. Well, that's a very strong question. I mean, on the existing customer, as you saw, our numbers of customer renewing while increasing their spend is again growing at 43% comparing to 30-something last year. I think that's not only new customers, that's also already existing customers. The fact is the mix effect today is a bit against us. That's why the average ARPA is going down, because even if we increase the spend for most of our renewals, at the same time the new one coming in at lower ARPA. So the blended ARPA, if you may, is still decreasing. At the same time, that's what I said in every call, that's part of our return to growth strategy, because we know that staying on the customers that had in the past a very high ARPA would lead to a declining customer base and finally no hope of really growing again this company. So that's part of our strategy to acquire new customers. Obviously, new segments have lower ARPA than existing segments. A restaurant will never pay the same price for a lead than a swimming pool builder, but that's fine. What's important for us is the way we can grow them after acquisition, and that's why you have different effects in the way ARPA is evolving today in our customer base.
Okay. And just to follow up on that, Julian, I mean, I don't know if you can disclose, but if you just think about the existing customer base of on the digital side, are you seeing sort of double-digit ARPA growth overall as the existing customers kind of ramp up to higher level plans?
Well, double-digit ARPA growth, I would not say that, but we clearly see that the existing customers were able to upsell them, or the one we knew were able to upsell them, because we complete our suite of solutions. Typically, when NetSync was launched, we had previously no syndication offer, so we were able to add this syndication offer to most of our existing customers, and obviously that's helping to grow the ARPA. So our strategy is always the same. It is threefold, I would say. Upsell existing base, acquire new customers, and over time, upsell the newly acquired customers. That's the way we drive our marketing policy.
Okay, thanks. And just moving to the audience and engagement, I was wondering if you'd give us an idea of the growth you're seeing on the mobile side and the app usage. I know that you were more recently, or maybe about a year ago, you sort of suddenly ramped up your advertising campaign on the app side. I was wondering if you can talk to the movement from desktop to mobile and what proportion of the audience is now in mobile and app. And to that point, is there any change in the recent development with Google? I know that Yelp and TripAdvisor and some of the others have been complaining about their actions, and I was just wondering if there's any possibility of a reversal there, given, somebody can argue that, their actions are anti-competitive.
Well, the last point, I strongly incentivize you to talk to the Competition Bureau in Canada. That will be an interesting discussion. Yeah, well, globally on the audience, actually what we see, we find a kind of balance between, and it seems that it's around all the market, between desktop audience and mobile audience. So it seems that we are close to a 50-50, 60-40 in favor of mobile, but it's not likely that we're going to 80% mobile, 20% desktop in the coming years, The curve seems to flatten a bit on the transition between mobile and desktop, not only for us, for the industry, and stay around the 60-40, 50-50 range, perhaps a bit different than we were expecting some years ago. So that's what we see. Obviously, our growth in mobile was affected by the decline we had in mobile SEO linked to Google changes, because that affected primarily mobile, not desktop. Overall, we've communicated heavily on the app in Q3 and Q4 2015. We did not communicate anything on Q1, Q2. So when you look at our figures, paid traffic is one of the big explanations of the gap between Q1, Q2 2015 and Q1, Q2 2016, alongside with the Google changes. So because we wanted to rebuild the apps and to improve the customer experience before re-advertising on them. So the lack of paid campaign is also an explanation of the gap between Q1, Q2 2015 versus Q1, Q2 2016. And that's why we think in 2016 the gap would narrow. But at the end of the year, we always expected to have a traffic in 2016 around the same in 2015 or slightly lower. That was our expectation. So in our internal plan, we are globally on track with our internal plan on traffic. Regarding the different issues raised with Google, yeah, we know. You also have the European Commission sending a lot of letters to Google on different practices Google is doing on the market. Historically, the Canadian authorities and American authorities have been more less aggressive to Google. We'll see how it's moving in the coming years or months.
Thanks. And my last question on the pension side, Jeanette, can you just expand on the decline from the 26 to the 19? You referred to some regulatory, or some financial report, changes there, and also just remind us of the deficit at this point. Thanks.
Yes. So basically, there were some Ontario relief measures that were released. So what we've done at the end of 2015 is at December 31st, we performed a new actuarial valuation. So I told you that in the past it was approximately $100 million. It went down by approximately $10 million. But the reduction in the funding of the deficit mainly comes from the fact that the Ontario relief measures are such that they allow you to extend the period of amortization. So we started amortizing 2 years ago the deficit of certain tranches, and it was supposed to be amortized over or funded over a five-year period. 2 years later, they allow us to extend that remaining 3 years to another 5 years. And this is basically why the funding on a yearly basis goes down.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. I'll pass the line.
Thank you. The next question is from Van Ajeman from Beacon Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on a good quarter. A couple questions here. The change in operating assets and liabilities has represented a use of cash over the last three quarters. Can you talk a little bit about the dynamics driving this? Does this reverse next quarter, or are there structural investments in working capital that need to be made since as digital keeps growing?
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, yes, it does. Basically, what you see in, I would say, in the first half of the year, first of all, is the payment of variable compensation. So normally there is a negative impact in the first 6 months of the year. And the second element that you will see this quarter is related to the fact that the AR at Juice Mobile, specifically in Conference of you as well, are really ramping up given that their growth is very significant. So we have an unfavorable variance on that front as well. So the bonus piece will obviously shrink over time up to the end of the year. And the unfavorable on AR, though, hopefully will keep on going up because this means that Juice is very successful in growing their business at a rapid pace.
Okay, so should we be forecasting about a $3 million use of cash every quarter then as part of that, you know, AR phenomenon going forward?
Well, could be a little higher than that.
Okay. But it's not going to reverse anytime soon.
It should not.
Okay.
Well, if everything equal, it should not, but it could reverse partly. So I would really need to look into the details. But generally speaking, this is a dynamic that you would see over time in a year period.
Gotcha. Okay. And I also noticed in the supplemental disclosure, the cash flows from taxes this year are now projected to be an inflow of $16 million, whereas last quarter was projected to be an outflow of $2 million. Any context as to, you know, what happened and when those cash flows may arrive in Q3 or Q4?
Yeah, so this is related to a sales tax dispute that we had, and we finally settled it. So this was, and maybe you were not on board, but a year ago I did talk about the fact that we still had one significant tax dispute going on. So it has been settled. This is the last tax dispute that we had. We've been successful on that front. So we expect to be paid in Q3 for the $17 million.
Gotcha. Okay. And you gave some color on Comfrey and how it's going, you know, obviously with the weakness in Alberta. I mean, big picture, it was about $40 million revenue run rate when you announced the acquisition. Can you give some color as to, you know, what revenue levels are now annually, more or less?
Yeah. Actually, Comfrey is doing well. We, of course, Alberta was an issue, and Fort McMurray didn't help. So Alberta is now a declining business. It used to be a fast-growing business, so that has some impact on the implied growth of the total Comfrey business. But Quebec has grown very nicely in Q1, Q2, despite already strong Q1 and Q2 2015. We expect also growth in Quebec in Q3 and Q4. Ontario is now growing. MLS, we had some trouble with MLS because MLS has changed some listing systems with less presence for Comfrey, so the Comfrey team had to readjust to find growth on their website and the acquisition, and they were able to do it. So Ontario is back on growth and the double-digit growth, so which is good. So overall, the Comfrey is growing as almost as forecasted. If you subtract Alberta as forecasted, with Alberta a little less than forecasted.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bentley Cross from TD Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to just expand a little bit on Aravinda's questions. Maybe it would help if you guys were willing to parse out what the core local business did on an organic basis in the quarter.
Well, the core organic basis, obviously that's, you know, all the purpose of our return to growth plan is to regrow faster the core business. That was the intent. What we said in the return to growth plan was that because of print migration, if we did nothing, the YP core business assets will ultimately decline. So that's why we did the plan. Of course, customer acquisition is helping, but we are still losing or being stable in terms of customers. So we have slowed the decline, so we have less growth, and that was helped by the growth in our customer acquisition. But the customer count growth has not helped yet. That's going to help later, so hopefully before the end of 16, but for sure for 2017, that's going to help. The second aspect is we know we have plenty of things to do to work on our YP core assets. We have a lot of program going on customer experience, sales segmentation, marketing offers, pricing and promotions. And so that's why we know that this will be the longer, the most difficult fix in the return to growth plan. That's why we say customer growth should come in 2017 and revenue growth in 2018. So today, what you see is basically YP Core is contributing, but obviously most of the contribution now of our pro forma growth is coming from Juice, Mediative, Comfrey, and others. Of course, over time, in 2017, 2018, we expect the YP Core accelerating its growth and contributing more to the pro forma growth than they do today.
Okay. Just to put some numbers around that, is it fair to assume that digital core growth was kind of flat to up 1% and somewhere in that ballpark?
No, we don't comment on that, but it was a bit higher than that, yeah.
Okay. And then just to expand on the reacceleration that you guys are expecting in the back half, I understand that there's some seasonality in this business, but wouldn't that seasonality have played out last year as well if we're looking at a pro forma basis?
Well, actually, yes and no. Mediative had quite a good quarter, but we see that we have they are in a much better trajectory now than they were last year. And Drew says the same seasonality, but as there are no so big growth, the gap is so big in terms of numbers, data will create the gap. So yes, they had the seasonality, but we expect them to almost double their revenues between Q3, Q4, 2015 and Q3, Q4, 2016. So even if they had seasonality, meaning when you double your revenue, that's creating a very significant gap, and compared to Yellow Pages activity, that's going to create a significant gap also in our pro forma growth because of the underlying tendency of those mobile growth.
Okay, that's helpful, and that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, the owner, for the questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Beal.
Well, thank you all for your attendance. We look forward to speaking again in November as we report on Q3 2016 results. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.